everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. We are into the 2024 portion of the OHL schedule, and every night you can see what's happening in the Ontario Hockey League on OHL Live on CHL TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll get an update from the Saginaw Spirit, the host of the 2024 Memorial Cup. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's Cogeco OHL Player of the Week is defenseman Sam Dickinson of the London Knights. He picked up 3 goals and 5 assists for 8 points in 3 games last week, helping the Knights to a perfect 3-0 record. He's very highly rated for the 2024 National Hockey League Entry Draft. After being one of the OHL's first all-rookie team players last season, he put up 9 goals in 62 games as a rookie with the London Knights and has really upped his game this year. He's going to be part of the 2024 Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game that's taking place in Moncton later on this month. Meantime, it's been a busy time for the Saginaw Spirit both on and off the ice. They're battling in the Western Conference, looking to capture the OHL Championship, and also they are the host of the Memorial Cup coming up in late May. Dylan Clark is the voice of the Spirit, and we caught up this week to get an update on what's happening in Saginaw.
Dylan, I think everyone in Saginaw and the OHL knew that the Spirit didn't get off to the start they wanted, but have now turned things around. What's different? What has changed with the Saginaw Spirit over the last while?
Well, I mean, it's tough to boil it down to one thing. I think it might honestly just come down to a confidence in the execution. Like, the plan hasn't changed. The way they've played hasn't changed, but their ability to stick with the system and kind of listen to the teachings of the coaching staff and execute. I think it just comes down to execution. They were not executing in that first month or so. I've got my schedule up on the wall and kind of broken down the record every month once we get to the end of the month. You know, they went 3-5-0-1 in October. And I think once November rolled around, the execution improved by quite a bit.
Obviously, one of the moves that was made was Christopoulos and DiNiccio coming over from the Windsor Spitfires. Did you feel it kind of gave everybody even that more additional boost of confidence, bringing in those two veterans and at the same time maybe slotting everybody else into a better spot in the lineup?
I think so. And I think what honestly helped was kind of similar to the Ethan Hay trade. There was almost that sense of relief like, oh, thank God we don't have to play against these guys anymore. Because, I mean, Christopoulos and DiNiccio and Ethan Hay as well, I'll lump him into that conversation. They were thorns in the side of the Spirit, at least for the limited time that I've been here earlier in the season and then last season as well. So, yeah, and then obviously, I mean, you've seen what those guys can bring. I think Roddy came in right away, and he was pretty much at a point per game level. And for Alex, it took him a little bit to actually find the back of the net. Now, he didn't change anything. He came out of the gate flying, and I think in his first 4 games, he probably had 3 or 4 grade A scoring chances. And for one reason or another, the puck wouldn't go in for him. Now, obviously, that's changed. And, you know, he's proven that he can score in big game situations. I think back to the overtime game in Sarnia a couple of weeks ago now. You know, he had the only 2 goals in a really tight game that, you know, the style of things changes whenever it seems Saginaw and Sarnia come together. But, you know, Christopoulos is able to become a difference maker in that game. And, you know, I'm excited for DiNiccio to come back from World Juniors. Obviously, I think he might have a bit of a chip on his shoulder, some frustration as far as the way the tournament went for the Swiss and kind of the way things unfolded against Sweden. But to have him back in, I mean, he's a playmaker. He's a play driver. Like, having him back there, and I think it's kind of under, maybe not talked about enough, like, he's a bigger dude. He's a solid body. So, and he's not just the kind of the play driver and distributor. He can move his weight around, and he's tough to play against. So having those guys, for sure, they kind of they were allowed to just come in and be themselves, and it allows everybody else to kind of be themselves and like you said, slot into maybe a more appropriate role.
Obviously, a lot of eyes are on Michael Mesa and Zane Parekh. Just give us your quick take on their play so far this season.
Oh, I mean, you know, the expectations were high last season, and they found ways to kind of outdo themselves. I mean, Zane's taken so many steps just from an all-around game. The offensive abilities were immediately on display last year. I wasn't here for the beginning of the year, but, you know, he struggled a little bit offensively, I think, to find his game But he, when he came back from U17s, was when he scored his first OHL goal, and then he just never stopped scoring, really. But now with that, he's added the kind of that first pass to his arsenal, where he's got one of the best ones in the league. He's able to be standing at his own faceoff dots and hit somebody at the far line, and you know, that helps out guys like Matias Sapovalov and Hunter Haid and Michael Misa a great deal when you've got guys that can put the puck on your stick from that far away. And you know, for Michael, with Sapo at World Juniors, he slotted in kind of back at center, so it's been a different look for him. And you know, in talking with Chris Lazary, he said obviously when Sapo comes back, Michael's going to bump back to the wing, but the expectation is he and Joey Willis are going to be top centers for this team once they're older and they're in that those more prominent roles.
Dylan, Hockey Ops doesn't like to talk about it, but Business Ops has to, and you kind of straddle both, so let's put your Business Ops hat on for a second, and that's, of course, the Memorial Cup presented by Dow coming up in late May, and I'm sure people are getting excited in preparation well underway for that.
Yeah, no, it is. Once the calendar flipped to 2024, that was like, okay, it's go time for real. I mean, we've been – the preparations and everything, you know, once we announced that we were going to submit a bid last November, that things got off to a speedy start, but – you know, things got real when it was announced that it was going to be here by the league, and now obviously we're headed down the stretch right now. And I know the final preparations, as far as, I mean, the building's coming together very nicely. I know the ribbon may have taken a little bit longer than I think some people would have hoped, but when we showed up to the Dow last night at 2:30 in the morning back from Kitchener, it was looking pretty darn good, and it just the way it kind of brightens up things, kind of like how we were talking about the updated ceiling tiles and everything, and kind of the renovations up in the mezzanine level, the suites and everything. I mean, it gives the building a much brighter look and feel. And I think that, you know, that's something that fans are going to take notice of, and it changes the atmosphere of the place. So really excited about that once that's all finished and in place. And, you know, as far as events going on with the Cup, I mean, we have that unique opportunity where it's not just Saginaw, it's kind of the surrounding communities, Frankenmuth, Bay City, Midland. There are all those different things that are going to be called upon as far as, you know, lodging, people in Frankenmuth, the teams and visitors as well. It's exciting to see everything come together from not just the hockey standpoint, but from all the individual communities as well.
That was Dylan Clark, the voice of the Saginaw Spirit. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings. The top OHL club are the Kitchener Rangers coming in at number 3, then the Saginaw Spirit at 5, and Sioux Greyhounds at number 7 this week. That's going to do it for our show. You've been listening to OHL News presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.